We're having problems raising funds for Somalia. It wouldn't be the first time, but I think now it's getting quite critical. It's a very expensive and difficult place to work, and this has been combined with classic donor fatigue. Stopping giving money to work in Somalia for various reasons. They see the country as a failed state, as one that's very difficult to work in, and we are trying to tell them, and this is true, that where we can go, we can make a huge difference to children in Somalia.
What are the other circumstances that led to the dwindling fund?
I think the perception that much of the country is off limits, that we can't get there, much of the south and central area around Mogadishu. There have been certain incidences in the last, over the last, I don't know, 4 to 6 months. A UNICEF warehouse was robbed in Johar and our equipment taken. There have been instances of hijacking, of kidnapping. This whole security and access issue is what's making the donors think twice about giving to Somalia.
So how would you go about resolving this problem? Obviously, once it's hampering your work, children, particularly in Somalia, would still be suffering.
Well, you know what? We make the case. And I know that our representative is going around capitals and talking to people and saying, look, I can show you that when we manage to get to these places, and we do get to a lot of places, we can raise the immunization rates, we can lower the mortality rates, we can give out bed nets, we can give out food, we can give out drugs and medicines. So we are making a difference, and we need your support. And we hope this will work.
Is the ongoing crisis in Somalia the most difficult that UNICEF is facing currently across Africa?
I would say yes, closely followed by DRC Congo.
What is the next step forward now that the donors are having apprehensions or perceptions that Somalia is a failed state?
Well, we have to keep going. There's no point. We can't give up. It's our job is to keep going and to keep trying to persuade donors not to move their gaze elsewhere. I mean, donors have been incredibly generous over the years to Somalia. And, you know, frankly, because the crisis there has been going on so long, it's unsurprising that some of them are beginning to say, well, you know, it doesn't get any better and we're going to give our money to a place where we see, you know, some kind of positive result. That's completely understandable. However, as you say, the children of Somalia need our help more than they do anywhere else, probably in the world. So we'll continue our work there, and we'll continue to try and attract donors to helping us out.
How much are we talking about here that will enhance your work in Somalia?
Well, I'll give you a figure. I think I heard our representative say that, for example, we need $12 million for the first quarter of the year to do all the work that we, the whole operation. Obviously, you can cut that amount if you start cutting some of your operation. As I said, Somalia is a very expensive place to work because of access problems and the amount of insecurity, and it's a big country.